My title is I'm the National Information Director for the Klan, and I'm the Grand Dragon of Louisiana.
Of what we call?
The Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Why would you want the title? Why would you want to be part of the KKK?
Because I feel like the Klan is an organization which is fighting for the ideals of Western Christian civilization, for the good things of society. And I feel like that the white people of this country need an organization that's going to work for their interests and that is proud of their heritage and are willing to fight to secure that interest.
What are their interests?
Well, we feel like that we should have decent streets in this country, that we should not have, we should be able to walk down the streets of America without fear of being raped or jumped or robbed. We feel that our educational system should be one geared to making Americans all that they can be. And by the way, I feel that our educational system in this country is fairly well shot. I feel like it's in terrible condition. And I think a lot of this has been brought about by the forced integration of the schools. And in fact, I feel that schools, for instance, the first thing they should do is instill into a child honor and courage and honesty. And of course today I think our school systems are failing on these points. I believe that we should have an America which has the interest of the American people first and not some small minority. And I feel that our Mideast policy is a reflection of the interest of a tiny minority of Americans, Zionist Jews, and that it should be reflective of the majority interests. I feel like that policy over there is against our best interests. For instance, this country needs oil very much. It's a vital resource. Not only are we depriving this country of this resource, but we're in effect pushing the hands of people who used to be our best friends into the hands of the communists, our worst enemies in the Mideast. And I think this is a very bad policy. And I think that we should have a foreign policy with America first.
I think nearly everything you said thus far is utterly, from my own personal point of view, wrong, but certainly contradictory. And let's work in reverse, if we may, sir.
All right.
You talk first of all about the so-called enemies of this country who happen to be the Zionist Jews. In other words, you're, whether you like it or not, utterly sympathetic to communism, then, because they are the one bastion against communism. Their traditions are Western, not necessarily, as you put it, Western Christian civilization, but civilization, and in the main Western, with some Eastern flavor as well, thank God, because that adds to the quality of a culture. Beyond that, sir, this is not a Christian country. It's a Muslim country, an atheist country, a Buddhist country, an Islamic...
Let's get into that just a little bit. In the Mideast, in no way I believe that the Jews are a bastion against communism. Israel has the largest communist party in the Mideast. In fact, in many Arab countries, you cannot be a communist. It's against the law.
So you feel that communism is monolithic? If that is so, then how come the Soviets despise Israel?
But I don't believe Israel is a bastion against communism either. For instance, some of these other countries, let's put it this way. Russia, I believe that Russia wants to see Israel exist.
Oh, yes.
Because if Israel was done away with, the Arabs would have no need for the Russians.
I think we have an area.
Communists.
I think we have an area of agreement there, partially. They're able to use Israel as the whipping boy so that they can keep their strength, perhaps growing strength, in the Middle East. I can't argue with that point, but
so
I think it's a point in favor of my argument rather than yours.
What?
But you say it's a Christian...
I can't hear you very well, I'm sorry.
You say it's a Christian nation. I say again that it isn't a Christian, an atheist, a Judaic. It is all these religions and these non-beliefs as well put together, whether you like it or not.
Well,
we're not a lynch mob psychology.
Well, sir, this country was founded as a Christian country. The men who signed the Declaration of Independence signed in the name of the Lord. And
it entitled one to practice religion of one's choosing or not to practice if
right,
you decide.
I agree with that. But it was also founded by Christians, and it was founded as a country, as a Christian nation. One did not necessarily have to practice the Christian religion, but the idea that our people cannot practice Christianity in our schools or in public Christian, public institutions, I think is ludicrous.
I think you forget the Constitution.
Over there in Israel, telling the Israelis they can't sing Jewish songs in their schools.
Because they happen to have a religious state. Ours is not.
Singing Christmas carols in ours.
I'd like to point out, sir, that if you believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and I can quote you a passage, verse and chapter, if you will, that we have a guaranteed separation of church and state, a guaranteed ability to practice whatever religion you choose.
I agree with the guarantee and separation of church and state, but I also agree that this is a Christian country. I'm not saying that we should have a theocracy, that the government should be a religious institution. What I'm saying is, though, this is a Christian country, and we have a right to keep it Christian, and we have a right to, for our Christian majority to be able to practice their Christian religion in any public institution, in schools or whatever.
In every and any religious school, theologically associated, what a marvelous concept. It is a Christian nation, a Jewish nation. It is all those things that I mentioned and many more. Look, can we pause just a moment and talk some more in a different area?
Sure.
We're speaking with David Duke, who's the Grand Wizard of the KKK. We find him in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm Michael Jackson. This is Talk Radio, KABC. David Duke is on the line, Grand Wizard of the KKK. Mr. Duke, those very initials.
Louisiana.
Pardon?
It's Grand Dragon.
The Grand Dragon.
Right, and it's Denham Springs.
Denham Springs, Louisiana. I'm full of information. Mr. Duke, what do the titles mean, and what does the KKK mean?
Well, a lot of people in this country have very little understanding of the Klan. The Klan comes from the word kuklos,
mm-hmm.
which means circle, a Greek word. And this is basically what the Klan is. It's a circle, a band. Our symbol is what we call the cross wheel, which is a cross in a circle, representing the wheel of creative man, the cross of the West's religion, Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And some people even said the hair is on a telescopic sight.
The hair on a telescopic sight?
Well, the hairs, it's a cross in a circle.
Yes, you've been known for burning and for shooting. And if the rumors about the KKK are inaccurate, if they are, then why in heaven's name would you wish to append to your name, wish to be associated with something which has such a horrendous image, not just in this country, but in the world? The image you have, based upon the history of your organization.
Well, the image the media has put out about us is one that lynches a Negro every other week for recreation. And this isn't true. I won't deny the fact that the Klan has used violent means in the past to protect our people. But I feel that the right of a people to their own survival and to their own protection is a right guaranteed by the Declaration of Independence, in fact, and many of the documents and everything that founded this country.
You're entitled to peaceably assemble.
We're entitled to our survival and the survival of our people.
And so you burn crosses and you threaten people and you beat people.
Cross burning. We have what we call a cross lighting.
Yes.
And this is a symbol of illuminating the cross. This is not trying to destroy the cross. And I think a lot of commentators and media people talk about it like we're burning.
Yes, I
the
believe
cross
so.
Or destroying it.
The image you have that we were chatting about, based upon the history of your organizations, rates along with the Mafia as perhaps the most detestable possible. Does that concern you?
Well, the image of the people that have this are mainly people in the media.
Okay.
I think the average American has a different conception of the organization. I just got back from a trip up in Connecticut. In fact, we have more Klansmen in the north and the south. And up there, I met somebody on the street, and I never met him before. And I told him my position, and he thought it was very impressive, and he liked the organization, just the average man in the street, and I found this all over the country. And getting back to the lynchings and things like that, you've got to realize that every night in a community, large American communities, there are white people who are hurt, are maimed, are killed, are raped by blacks.
You have to realize that every day in our community there are atrocious murders. And every single, and I'm not an expert statistician on this, but you answer me and tell me I'm wrong. And I don't think you can, but every one of the mass murders that have appalled the nation from Manson to the guy in the Texas Tower, have all been white. It proves nothing. It proves that there are rotten people in all society. It proves sometimes that there are hungry people. It proves that perhaps if we started taking a few guns from a few people...
Look, no matter what it proves that our people are under attack. The FBI crime figures show that the black people in this country are committing most of the serious crime. It's done by
no,
blacks.
Wait a minute. All of a sudden you changed it to serious crime. It isn't fact. Much of the detectable crime is committed by black people. Much of the gut-level crime is, because
well,
that
sir,
you can police.
We're against white-collar crime, too, and things like the Watergate and so forth. But I can tell you this, a man who's stealing a little bit of my money is one thing, but a man who is raping a woman or killing somebody or stabbing him to death, the way these violent crimes are, I think is something that our society really cannot tolerate.
I don't know how many jails you have been into, sir, but I've visited quite a few.
Whites or blacks or whatever.
And there are understandably more white people in the jails than there are black, because there are more white people in the country. But the point is, you need to have a scapegoat so that you can continue to burn and put fear into people, so that you can have prejudice and bigotry, so that you can spread and shed ignorance.
Sir, I don't think so. I think that the usually the enemies of this country, the enemies of the white race, they need to have a scapegoat. And they like to blame the racial problems on organizations like the Klan. Whereas the place where you've had the most and greatest equality and where your barriers have been down longest, the liberals have prophesied that we'd have a great country and the Negroes would work and fit into our society. And the places where we've given them the greatest rights and the greatest freedoms is some of the places where you have the worst riots and the worst problems. A good example is Boston, Massachusetts, which has a tremendous history of equality. Abolitionism was started. And yet, here, just a couple months ago, a white girl was burned to death by about six or seven blacks.
A white girl? I'd like to point out that your disgusting record, sir, your hooded record of pillage, of burning, of maiming, of... It's atrocious. Maybe you set an example.
Sir, there is somewhere where you have to draw the line. And
all right.
This is immoral, and this is wrong.
You
and it's
bet your
stop
life.
It.
Could
okay,
we pause?
Example. Let me give you one example.
All right, could we pause just a moment? And I'd love to hear the example. I mean that. We're speaking with David Duke, Grand Wizard of the KKK. I'm Michael Jackson, Talk Radio, KABC. Time for a few more comments, then, from David Duke, the Grand Wizard of the KKK. Please, you were going to give me an example of something.
Okay. one example of some of the problems. I wanted to tell you about this this movie. It's called Farewell, Uncle Tom. And it's one of many movies which is shown in the black areas, primarily to blacks. And the movie is about the pre-Civil War South. Mm-hmm. And it shows the white people beating the Negroes and whipping them and raping them and so forth. Well, finally, the blacks have a revolt. And they end up slaughtering all the whites, raping the white women, stabbing them. And while you're watching this, and to be able to see this, I had to get about five or six of the biggest Klansmen that I know and go down to one of the black theaters. We went to the matinee. We wouldn't have dared gone to the nighttime showing.
This is so trivial.
But anyway, while the whites are being stabbed and raped and so forth, mutilated by these Negroes, the audience goes absolutely wild. They
I have seen cowboy and Indian movies in which Indians were just...
Well, I want to get finished.
Slaughtered.
And
I wish you
finally,
would.
Finally, the scene shifts at the end of the movie just to make sure the Negroes know exactly what to do. The screen flashes up the year 1973, and there's a dimly lit bedroom, and two Negroes sneak into this bedroom of a white couple, and the white couple's in bed asleep.
What in heaven's name has your spouting this kind of nonsense about a bad movie?
Actually.
What has that got to do, Mr. Duke, with reality? And if it has, then I would like to point out again the westerns in which there have been mass murders of Indians by charming folk.
Okay, let's mention the westerns.
No, let's talk about real life and reality, sir. What has any single member of your group
contradict you?
You can't. It's stupidity, so we can't waste time talking about silly movies.
I can tell you about Westerns. Usually, when I was a kid, we did have Westerns, and...
You're going to anyway.
The cowboys or the,
see,
or the soldiers,
you've got to stick to trivia, don't you?
They were on the side of the white people, but they didn't go slaughter Indian villages and kids, and it was usually in battle. And it's one thing showing a battle film where people are fighting together, and it's another thing showing people raping and hurting
You really are hung up on that, aren't
people.
You? Look, fella, gonna tell you a few things. You can't name a single thing achieved by any of your KKK. Maybe they have. Maybe they have, but they have to hide it under hoods because they're so ruddy well ashamed of what they do.
No, sir. That's not true at all. I'm not hiding under a hood. But let me tell you this, that a lot of people in this country will be subjected to tremendous pressure by the people who run this nation if their membership was divulged. And...
Don't you think you could do it, what you want to do, through any organization other than that which is loathed and despised? Rightly or wrongly, you would say wrongly. I would say rightly.
I don't think that you could. And this is one thing that I would tell the right-wingers out there, is that the Klan, for one thing, is able to break through the communication barrier that is
really?
Up in this country against ideas like this. And I'm able to appear on shows like this and shows like... The Tomorrow Show with Tom Snyder.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to point out, sir, that we have respectable people, parts of respectable organizations on all the time.
Well, not when you talk about race.
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. I've spoken with everybody from Dr. Shockley on a variety of occasions and found no need to interrupt him except to ask questions, because though I disagree with what he had to say, for it was out of his area of total expertise, he invented the transistor, he said it with scholarly authority. He didn't say with a history behind him, which was abysmal.
You see what you're doing.
Am I?
You're prejudging. You must
prejudging?
Be an awfully prejudiced person.
You bet your life. I'm prejudiced against bigotry and hatred and lynching and burning and feeling that I, whoever I may be, or you in your particular case, is better or are better than any other people.
Because of the past, you're judging something of the future.
Can I ask you a simple question?
Yes.
Nazism, do you find that atrocious?
Well, I think that it's not suited for this country.
Do you find Nazism suitable for any country?
Well, I think the Germans were a Christian country.
Oh, come on, stop hiding behind what God would despise and loathe, if he were a mere mortal, but he's not, fortunately. Do you find anything admirable in Nazism?
Well, I think that they had a couple of points they were right on.
Really? Really?
Certainly they were.
I see.
There's very few things in this earth that... Are totally wrong. Or
what is totally wrong?
I think they were right about a few things. I think they were right about race.
And they had the final solution.
No, I don't agree with that kind of a statement.
But they were right about race, you said.
I think that they were.
And they had the final solution. They had ovens.
Well, I don't agree with that. I don't think genocide is an answer. I think race mixing is a genocide of the races.
I'll bet you're so mixed and you don't know it. Mixed up and confused, yes. But can you really trace your lineage? See, the British have achieved quite a bit, and they're mixed. They're people from all over the globe.
Well, they sure are thinking fast, aren't they?
If you judge success and civilization by money, sir, by
raw
materials...
Well, on any level. I was just over there about a year ago, and when I was over there before, there were much more vital... people, much more vital country. And they are having a tremendous problem with non-whites over in Britain.
No, they have a problem with the reputation that whites get from people like you.
Oh, baloney.
You're full of it, and I thank you very much indeed for your time and comments, sir.
All right. You're welcome.
Good day. That's the Grand Wizard of the KKK. What views have you? I'm Michael Jackson, Talk Radio, KABC. Our phone number in Los Angeles... 870-7263.